Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's a Take Charge Tuesday on the big KOCC. Let's say what's happening to Where's That Guy?
Yo, yo, yo.
Come on. Well, just one more time.
No.
That as well as a freestyle. I want a freestyle.
Okay, cool. Can we get that beat or some sort of beat or something?
You know, so many people come in here and they ask me, like, can you drop me a beat? And then I think to myself, like, I'm doing a very good job, clearly, of coming across as semi-cool.
You know what I mean?
Because what about me says I'm going to have a beat on standby? Like, clearly, I'm not that bad. What kind of beat do you want?
I'm one of those good guys, so just hoy me anything.
Okay.
Hopefully not like, you know, nothing too fairy tale like. Just a lovely beat.
Dun 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 dun. No. Oh, this is. Wait. No, you're going to have to give me something you want an instrumental of.
Okay, cool. So you can get any instrumental there.
Yeah, whatever you want, bro.
Cool. Get me. Oh man, you see, it actually becomes. Give me one of Kanye West's songs. All day.
Let's see if I got it here. Dun, dun, dun. In the meantime, tell me what you've eaten so far today.
Cool. So, what did I eat today? Well, I didn't really eat much, but what did I eat? No, let me rather tell you just how my day is going. All right, cool. So I've had a really cool day. Not too long ago, I got footage from a photo shoot and a video shoot I was doing just the other day. So I did like some sort of ad for like a cologne. It's pretty cool, man. It's really cool. It was my first time doing something that big.
You're a model now.
Yeah, man. I'm out here. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
By the way, Booty on WeChat says they like your voiceover on the Ballers show for Vuzu.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What did you do in the ad? How did it go?
So I had to act as a billionaire, you know?
Cool.
So they've got this huge mansion in the Hartebeespoort Dam that they, you know, that they booked out. And, I had to act like I just got home. And then, Miss SA finalist, her name is Rambi. Well, she was Miss SA finalist. And she was, my co-star. So she had to act like my wife. So she came in this hot
red. This is not a voiceover. You're in it.
I'm in it.
You're pulling out of control. Now he's gonna pull out of control even more. Is this gonna work?
Okay, cool. Let's see. Okay. All day. Feels a little slow, but I think it's gonna come back.
It's gonna come back, bro.
Okay. Yo, pause, wait, let me come through. Not a big spender coming through, wanna be one too late. It's gotta pass you, now stick to the margin, boo. Where's that took over your passing? Got Kangiling, got Tawazi, sitting ovation, Sala Ponzi, Sala Ponzi said it's where zone that my guy go block on is beating. I just came now from my vodka. Heard these niggas claim they need, but they forgetting. We dressing all these models that they meeting. New Wiggins, Puerto Rican, Mozambican, what you saying, huh?
Wowee! Wizza, you are too talented. Let's cross to our resident talent show judge, Pashida, in the room next door. Pashida, what are you feeling there?
I thought it was dope.
But what should Wizza choose to do with his life, Pashida? You know, this guy can do so many different things. He can be a radio host, he can be an MC, he can be a model, he can be a rapper. What would you go with if you were him?
If I was him, I would do everything. If Vaughn can do everything, Wizza can do everything too.
All day.
Boom. Oh, yeah. Let's take charge, bro. Let's have a look what's on the bill here. I don't know. Am I really prepared at this point in life to
I need to congratulate you, though, because you know what? We've had weeks and weeks and months of counseling, you and I. And today, for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got like a sound effect of an ovation right here. For the first time, Kelman is dressed in nothing black. Today, for the first time, he's wearing great things only. Well done, Kelman.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's true. You pointed out to me, and then when I was at home, I was like, I don't know, I saw at the corner of my eye, I was looking at my cupboard. I have about 15 black t-shirts.
Yeah.
And like loads of black jeans. I only ever really wear black.
Yeah.
So, you've made me very self-conscious about that. So thank you, Wizza. So on Tuesdays now, I try and put a bit of color into what
I wear.
Well done.
We're making progress.
Oh yeah. We're talking about money. Yeah. And the question here is, does money fix our problems?
Yeah. Eish, yeah, ne. So here's the thing.
I think it does, by the way.
I understand. And a lot of people think it does. And in fact, if we really look at life and how, what's the best life we want to have? Well, we think that it's a lot of money. Well, actually, the best life is lifestyle, which is a combination of money and time, right? And, normally we try to sell off our time to try and get a lot of, you know, to try and get some money. And hopefully if you're educated, you can sell your time for a bit more money. And that this is, you know, the constant battle that we really faced with. Now, quite a lot of the time when you either entering into a new business venture or you're trying to host an event or something, you think that just throwing a lot of money at it is going to fix the problem. You know, let's say, you're trying to come up with this business and, you're selling water, you know, to companies and so on. You think maybe if I had more money and I bought more water, I would be able to sell more, you know, and people really think that money is going to fix these problems and the company is just going to start doing well if we just have more money. But actually, it's not really the case. Imagine it like this. If your life was like a bathtub and water was the money, right? And when you get a sinkhole, you know, like, let's say there's a hole there, then, and all the money is getting drained out. And you think that by taking more water and just trying to stuff it into that hole, you're going to stop the sinkhole. And you won't normally, because it'll just, you know, it will take a little bit longer because that means you've just opened the tap a bit more, but you'll never really accumulate money. You will end up eventually just losing all of it anyway. And in fact, in that way, then money is not really the, you know, the answer when we're trying to solve things. But actually the answer is just the mindset, you know, or the know-how, the knowledge, that's the stuff that's actually priceless. And that's the type of things that get us out of trouble. Whether you have a little bit of a business that you're trying to do right now and it's not going well, the best thing for you is to know how the business operates rather than trying to get more money, because more money is not going to fix the problem. You knowing more, knowing how the ins and outs work, knowing, okay, I need to get more clients. How about I change my approach? You know, because it's not really the money that's the issue. It might be that I don't know the right people. I don't have the right connections, or maybe I'm not doing things with the right approach. And sometimes that's the actual challenge, even in our own lives. I have a friend that was talking to me this morning and saying that, you know, she hosted this big event and she had paid for everything, paid for the venue, paid for the food, paid for this and that, and ahead of the time, hoping that the people would come. She said eventually only a quarter, not even half, a quarter of the people that she thought would come came, and she was very disappointed, very disheartened. Obviously now she lost a lot of money in this whole thing as well, and now she's busy doing her second event. And guess what, you know, now she thought maybe if I just make it a bigger extravaganza, try to get more money and stuff like that, things are going to work out. Now it's like four days to the event and she's panicking and people have not RSVP'd. They've not booked that they're coming, and she's running the risk of losing even more money again. And because she thought money is going to fix the problem, whereas actually money was never going to fix the problem. The problem gets fixed by you getting to know how the business operates. If it's an event, getting to know who your target market is, where are those people's social circles? How do you advertise to them in a way that will make them, you know, be convinced that they need to come to your event ahead of the time? How do you make sure that they can book or RSVP? You know, the ins and outs are normally what we need to fix. And yeah, man, I think that's the money talk on a very, you know, mellow level.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it also depends on how you define problems. So I'm hungry, I buy food, money solved my problem. I was hungry, I'm sorted now.
Oh yeah, you sure it's not the burger that solved your problem? Because you're not
going to
eat.
The burger that I bought with the money. But yeah, money is an interesting one. And you got to be really careful with what your relationship with it is. It can't, you can't allow it to control you, but in the same sentence you have to give a little bit of cognizance towards it.
Yeah,
so it's such a personal thing.
Yeah, I know, it's very true. You need to make sure you sort out your relationship with money. You know, the relationship
what's
with
yours.
My relationship with money is doing very well.
We
get along very well together. I recently discovered that money really, you know, likes my voice and it likes to. So mine is good. How's your relationship with money?
I don't know. Sometimes money and I, we like don't get along because sometimes money wants, you know, to be smart. And I'm like, no, what I want is shoes. What I want is those Yeezy boots.
Yeah. Long distance relationship with money.
But we have serious conversations together. And at the end of the day, like money sometimes forces me to focus and decide what is the right thing or what isn't the right thing.
Because it will leave you.
And it makes things real as well. Money makes things real. Like it makes things very real.
Yeah.
If you want certain things, like the only thing that will enable you to get that thing can very often be money.
Yeah.
And so you have to work with money and unlocking its
potential. In fact,
not
always. There's this amazing analogy I once heard from a friend who the father said to his son, "I want you to marry the daughter of my choice." And the son said, "Why would I do that? What if I told you that this girl is Bill Gates's daughter?" Like, whoa, okay, cool, I'll do that. Then he went to Bill Gates and said, "I want your daughter to marry my son." And then Bill Gates said, "Why would I want to do that?" "Because my son is a CEO of World Bank." It's like, whoa, okay, cool. I think we could give it a go if that's the case. Then he went to World Bank and said, "I want you to make my son the CEO of World Bank." And then they said, "Why would we do that?" He said, "Well, my son is the son-in-law of Bill Gates." And they're like, okay, cool. Then he got everything without money. He got the job, the
girl.
That's
just hustling. That's really good hustling. And that's also probably the work of a sociopath.
But what I mean is that it's possible. There are people out here who are building empires with hustle. And they are, you know, leveraging on relationships. They're saying, "Ari, you might not know me, but as soon as you realize that I roll with Gareth, you will start to take note of me and maybe you'll give me a shot at your show. And because I have a shot at your show, then I could tell Vodacom to say, 'Hey guys, you know what? I chat with Ari and with Gareth. Like I'm even on Ari's show.'" And then they say, whoa, really? Okay, cool. Maybe we can give you a sponsor. And then I speak to, you know, the bigger guys and I say, "Well, listen, Rina, I want my own show." There's like, "Why?" "Well, I got Vodacom." And then Vodacom says,
"Sure.
You see,
so Shida, are you picking up what he's putting down here? Strategy."
He's dropping wisdom.
I was actually having a chat with the station manager just now, and we're talking about people who, you know, who hustle out there and who position themselves well. And there are so many people like that you can actually learn from. They position themselves so well and you wonder, how do they get where they are? But it's sometimes because of positioning, getting good relationships going. And it really starts by just making sure that you were memorable the first time you met someone.
That's it. Leveraging.
Leveraging.
Oh yeah. We got one more topic on the bill here. What's up?
What's up? So on our side, what's up is we got this young leaders seminar coming up pretty soon. It's on the 22nd of July. This is going to be pretty big. Last year we had it happen at the University of Pretoria. It's going to be happening there again. This is where young people talk to other young people, inspiring them about, you know, the journeys they've taken, the calculated risks they've taken, and saying, you know what, it's fine to take risks at a young age. Look at me. 2 years ago, I was where you are right now. And right now I'm here and this is how it's going for me, so that you can, you know, so that a young person looking at that can also have the confidence to say, well, maybe I should also bet on myself, take my calculated risks and, you know, go after life hungry. Because I think, again, as we said, money is not going to fix the problem. If you give all the youths of this country, let's say 50,000 rand, and you thought maybe they're going to, you know, go fix themselves, it's not really going to happen. But what you need to do is change their mindsets so that they can build their own pyramids and write their own hieroglyphs and that type of thinking in a young person, to say, you know what? Let's not wait for America to come up with a new version of Microsoft. Let's come up with Ubuntu Soft. And you know what? And that's going to move us forward. And we become a country that is also creating things and coming up with things. But to get this type of stuff done. It's not about the funding sometimes. It's really just about the mindset, changing a young person's mindset. So what is up is that the 22nd of July, it is going to be the Young Leader Seminar. It's going to be pretty big. And, yeah, man, you need to definitely keep your ears on the ground. Look at social media, hashtag YSL2016. Yeah, baby.
Power. Yeah. Power. And we can, of course, keep up with you on social media.
Yeah, on social media. It's Weza That Guy. No underscore, no down dash, no nothing.
Just is what it is. All right, Power.
It is what it is.
Dude, thank you so much for stopping by. Take Charge Tuesday. Always a pleasure. You'll be back on Thursday for a full big Power Hour and Unplugged and In Charge. Weza, thank you so much.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.